At this point, we should mention you can put up questions or criticism or remarks anytime. Just step up, grab yourself a mic, and say it. We are continuing our way. We also have questions still here on the panel, but please feel free to intervene. Yeah, there is somebody? Okay.
I come up
yes.
with another question to you.
I think many, if not most of us, have heard the opening lecture by Evan Moglen, and he made some statements that are much relevant to our panel, and I would like to pass them over to us. Well, first of all, he said that the history of music was kind of disrupted by the invention of Edison's phonograph, because that allowed to turn music into a commodity. Before, music was just freely flowing. It was songs that got transmitted via tradition, and everybody just replayed them. But through the phonograph, you could sell music, and you could build a music industry. Now he says, through digital media, music becomes what it used to be. It's becoming streams of information again, and not a commodity you buy in a store and where you can build an industry with. So we're returning to a kind of natural or, I don't know, original status quo of music. So if we take this theory and apply it to media in general, would you say this is generally a feature of digital media, that they somehow create a free flow of information that was lost or got proprietorized through analog media? So are analog media evil for the kind of work you do as artists who use different materials? Or is this not really an ideological barrier? Is it like now we have digital technology and now we can finally do what we want and what we always wanted to do? Or can we today also see limitations, aesthetic, technical limitations of digital media as such?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. created, you are doing some creations and you don't know whether you are an author of these creations or not. I would start with this statement that the copyright system was designed to achieve progress in society. Its ultimate goal should be to make more creations in society, and that's why the society should progress. While in real life, we face license agreements, superstars who earn tons of money, we face Microsoft, who is an author, and some other derivations of copyright system. My point is that you as an artist should respect this ultimate goal. This is to make as much creations as you can and to contribute to the progress of society.